Hello, and welcome back to the Hear Me Out podcast. I'm so glad you guys came back to listen. Today's episode, we will be talking about navigating life in your early 20s. Now, I'm 22, so I can't say much about life yet, and I recently graduated college, so really, it's just me graduating and trying to figure out life post-college. College was honestly a blur. Like, it was 4 years of my life, but that 4 years went by so quickly. And I cherish those moments a lot. I've made the closest of friends along the way. I've met my boyfriend throughout my college experience. My best friend. Shout out to you guys, you know who you are. But college, it went by so fast. And now that I'm here, honestly, it's been both a blessing and a curse. I've been applying for jobs, hanging out with friends, going to concerts, figuring my life out, figuring out what I want. I feel like it's a time of self-reflection and also growth and change. And I feel like I'm starting to find myself more. And also know what I want and what I don't want in life. And I simultaneously feel older and yet the same as I have been at 18. It's a wild experience. It's hard to explain, but it feels like I can feel myself growing up, feel myself realizing what really matters in life and what doesn't. I'm learning more about the world and society and my place in it, especially now that I'm out of school. Because I guess when you're in school, it's like your world is the people around you that you see every day in your class, at lunch, through the hallways. And it carries on in college. Granted, yeah, it's bigger and there's people coming from all over the place, but your world is the world that the education system created for you. My world was the college campus. And I remember jokingly saying how college and living on campus was like a real life simulation. But now that I'm out of college and I no longer go to school, I'm living in the real world. And it's both an amazing and also scary and thrilling and humbling experience. And honestly, I can't believe I'm gonna be 23 in like 2 months. That sounds really wild to me. And I don't feel 23, nor do I think I act 23. but it's funny how society expects a 23-year-old to quote-unquote act like a 23-year-old, whatever that means. And I'm in this in-between where I feel I need to act a certain way, but I'm slowly getting there, but I'm not quite there, if that makes sense. Like, mentally, I'm not 100% there, but I'm becoming aware of more and more things in life and understanding what is more important in life. Basically, growing older, to me, just feels like letting go of things that don't benefit you anymore. Letting go of any negative energy, people, habits, just not caring as much, really. As you get older, I realize, you just don't care as much as you did when you were a teen. Your priorities begin to focus in on itself. You begin to care more about your family and your relationships, your career, yourself. Your world begins to become a little more narrow, and you become the spokesperson for your own life. For the past couple of years, I decided that I didn't want to be on social media as much as I used to, for a few reasons. One is because, honestly, social media can be toxic once you start comparing yourself. And really, you're the only person living your life. You're at the front of the wheel controlling your life, and you should decide yourself what you want and what you like, rather than trying to be like others. And so, That was one reason why I decided to step away from it for a bit. Kind of just find myself and remember what it was like to not have social media, really. I remember social media used to be a place for just posting whatever you wanted. It was kind of like a diary, a photo diary. But now it just feels more performative, where pictures and videos become heavily edited, comments and likes become an addiction, and your profile, your photos are no longer yours. They're for other people. So that was one reason. Another reason was that social media can be an addiction itself. And I realized I've been scrolling for way too long, wasting more time, when I could have been using that time to spend on hobbies, talking to those around me, learning a new skill. And finally, I wanted more of a break from social media because it felt that it was a reflection of my self-worth. And you're the only one who can decide your own worth. And once I done this, I kind of stepped away. I had to face issues within myself. I had to be alone with my own mind and learn to love her, to nurture her. And that's what I did for the last couple of years. Only recently I came back on just to create an account for me and close friends and family. And honestly, that was all I needed. It feels nice to separate myself from all that. And especially during a time like now, you know, at 22, I'm still learning things about myself, still growing. And stepping away from social media really helped me get to know myself more. It makes it easier for me to go through my 20s. Another thing I learned is honestly, your 20s is a time for you to try things and fail or succeed. But as long as you try, that's what matters. It's a time where you can let yourself go and explore. Try things you've never done before. Make new friends, learn new hobbies, travel, do the thing you've always wanted to do but never got a chance to. It's a time to take risks, honestly. And that's why I find it so exhilarating. You're now in charge of your own life. And yeah, it can feel like a responsibility, but it's your responsibility. And you're able to guide yourself down the path that's meant for you. And I also learned to not be too hard on yourself. There's gonna be a lot of ups and downs, but I know that my 20s will be a time that I remember the most when I'm older. Like when I'm 30, I don't want to think, shoot, I should have done that in my 20s, or I should have done that a while ago when I was younger. I don't want to regret missing out on things. So honestly, my mantra lately has just been, go for it. I recently applied to an internship at Disney, and that was my go for it moment. I've always wanted to work for Disney or Pixar, and I kind of just shoot my shot, and so we'll see what happens. But yeah, your 20s should be a time where you just go through life without knowing what's right or wrong. Make those mistakes, because that's how we grow and learn. And also, forgive yourself and others. People are going through it too. They have their own worries to deal with, and all you can really do is be kind and focus on yourself. I still have a lot of my 20s to live through, so I can't really say much else. But all I know is that I'm really excited for the next 7 years in my 20s. And I think even as we get older, it's always important to dream big and to never lose sight of your goals. But yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I hope you enjoyed listening, wherever you are. And have an amazing day, night, evening, afternoon. And I will see you next time.